Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anime, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you. And may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Hello and welcome. Tonight we have a special guest, Georgie Johnson. We're thrilled to have her here. Thank you for coming, Georgie.
Hi, thank you for having me tonight.
Thrilled to have you tonight. I'm going to ask you the first question. When and where did you get saved? And what brought you to that decision to receive Jesus?
As long as I can remember, I kind of grew up in the church, and I don't remember the exact day, to be honest. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I just have always been a part of the church and have just always known Him, and I mean, times closer and, like, rededicated my life, but...
Well, I think it's a good thing, Georgie, to know that you've always been with the Lord. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know the date, but you know... That you know when you met him. Yes.
Yes. And you're not the first person that said that. They don't have an exact date. But like you said, they've recommitted themselves.
I did. I worried about that question for some reason because it seems like such an easy one. But I was like, I don't know. I just grew up like this almost, I guess.
Well, that's good to believe from a child.
Yes.
Because then that falls under the scripture, train your child in the way they should go. When they're older, they're not to depart. So you were brought up learning the scripture. You were brought up, and that's a good example for generations behind us to see, because some of us, we grew up, and it wasn't like that.
No.
You know, we got to, me personally, Easter, yay, church,
or
whatever, with your basket, and then... back to normal life.
Easter and Christmas. I remember a lot of children's church, especially with Tom Lee. It's a big part of my childhood.
He was the children's church teacher.
Then, yeah.
But it is a wonderful thing that not everybody, like me and Anna Mae, like not everybody had to be raised in church like that. It's a wonderful thing.
So what do you think is important for a Christian to do to grow and be stable in their walk with Christ?
Well... definitely staying in your word, which is something I struggle with a lot. There's a lot of distractions, and a lot of it is time. We think we don't have a lot of time to put aside, and I think that's something we all need to get. I need to get my priorities in order, like having small children and stuff. I always think there's always time later, or I'm just too busy, and I feel like if you're not in that every day spending time with Him, it is super easy to get distracted.
I agree.
Distraction, yep.
Yeah.
Yep, I agree. Staying in the Word. Any standout moments you'd like to share or movements that impacted you in your walk with the Lord?
Well, most recently would probably be my father passing. That was really, really hard for me. It still is. Something I've really... took from that, besides a lot of different things, I guess. I had a really good life. I do have a really good life. God has blessed me a lot. But something that really, really stuck out to me in that sense at that time is probably when you have everything is good, like everything was fine. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We all have struggles from time to time, and we're all going to deal with it, and we're all going to have our trials and tribulations. But when everything is good, it's easy not to be focused on God.
Absolutely.
And when the carpet gets pulled from you like that, with such a shock and traumatic thing, it really goes to show you nothing else matters. Like, this isn't fun anymore, almost kind of thing. You know, I don't think, there's a phrase, and I think about it a lot. It says, like, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to go now.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is... kind of what a lot of us are living. We're all enjoying this world a little too much. Mm-hmm. And it takes something so terrible to realize that this ain't it. This is not like, like your done almost. You know what I mean? Right. Like, this is not the most important thing. There's way more important things. And yeah.
A second in eternity is worth everything the world could offer. Just, you know what I mean? And that's the focus, the realization of what lies ahead of us, that this is smoke and mirrors.
And it really is. We're just passing through. None of this is anything. I mean, we need to make the most of our time sure. that we have here, but it's not.
The Lord wants to bless you. He wants you to enjoy your life, but there is the reality of this is like it says, withering like grass, and it blows in the wind, and it's only those things that we do for the Lord that matters.
Amen.
It is the truth.
And let me ask you this, Georgie. I know you're Adam. He does. He does a lot in the church, but he also did the Bible, which still amazes me, Mark, the way he done that. And Adam helps out. He likes to do things where he's not as focused on, but he does a lot around the churches. He always has since he's single. And so how important do you think it is, and the things that you do with the Lord, for a husband and a wife to support each other?
It is so important. It is like almost the most important thing. Adam is such a rock of our family. Like, he keeps it going. I just wouldn't be anywhere without him. And I feel like it's very important. Definitely that's something that needs to be in everybody's prayer if you're waiting for that. You know what I mean? That is like the center of everything, is your spouse Amen. Has to keep God above everything.
Amen.
Amen. And it can go both ways. There's women that's a rock for the men and men that's a rock for the women. But Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together unless they agree? And when you're in agreement, it makes the walk so much sweeter.
Yes, Amen. It sure does. Amen.
And I got to say, you and Adam, an older person looking down at you, and I see you with a smile on your face and serving God, and it makes me happy to see you, because I can see the Lord in your home. And I know none of us are perfect, but I know you love the Lord, and I can see it off you. It shines off of both of you.
Amen. What is your vision, Georgie, for the church and for our people moving forward?
I guess I would say I would like to see myself and more people involved that normally aren't. I like to see new faces, familiar faces, but new faces.
Serving.
Yes. It's very encouraging to me. It's very encouraging to see youth. I've seen a lot of youth lately, like, seems to be a big move in the youth, and that's wonderful. But also, like we were talking about when we were talking about the movie, people my age and around there, I like to see it. It's encouraging, and it's something. I said this before, I feel like we're all given gifts, God-given gifts, that not a lot of us are utilizing. I'm not utilizing. I'd like to speak for myself. And I guess I'd like to see more opportunity and more. I said this, I'm a no person. You want to be on the podcast? No. I will, because I'm trying to say yes. I want to be a yes person, you know, especially when it's something like this. It's a privilege to be able to come here and give my testimony or speak. And yeah, I guess I would like to see that more involvement and more serving in myself and I guess people around me.
I like what you said. You'd like to see some familiar faces doing something new.
Yeah,
you know,
that's how I feel.
Getting involved.
That's good.
I never thought of that, Georgie, because a lot of us say I'd like to see some new people. But how about the familiar faces?
Well, yeah, exactly, because it's easy for me. My husband, as long as I've known him, has been doing things, right? And I'm using him as example, but anybody, I've known Tom Lee, Pastor Charlie, everybody for as long as I can remember, and it's almost like, well, it's easy for them kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see
more examples. More examples, too. That's good.
Also.
But I would like to say this too, Georgie, to encourage you a little bit. Like, you think of like, well, they know how to do it, and like Tom Lee knowed how to do it, and you know, and it's easier for them. But at you and your husband's age, me and Tom was not doing with our children like you're doing.
Right.
You're going in the right direction. We weren't doing that. We weren't training the kids, you know, the way that you are. So you're moving it in the right direction. You're going the right way.
Set an example for other young couples. You don't think it, but your kids, when they quote the scripture and other people's looking and they see the time and effort that you and Adam's putting into your children, and that's the agreement of husband and wife, what we were talking about, how important is it together to serve God, that's showing in your life, and that sets an example for other young couples.
I do. I feel like we used to. It is in different ways, like you said, because now I have my kids that can kind of, but like, I used to be less distracted. I used to open my home up more. I used to be more open to different things, and just with life and the way it comes, like, slow down a lot. And mm-hmm. I would like that to change again.
It happens. Yeah. You widen your tents and mm-hmm. things, you get busy. Amen.
That's it.
Let me ask you this quick, Georgie. I'm going to throw one at you, a zinger. Say you're a young woman or man, you know, and you're saying, like, I'd like to get involved. I think when I listened to her tonight and she said, familiar faces doing stuff, but I don't know what to do. What kind of advice would you tell somebody if they were thinking, I want to do something, but I don't know what to do?
I guess I would say pray. I mean, I feel like that, so I don't have a complete answer, but I do know when you pray, opportunities come.
There we
and,
go.
And it's That's a it. Very scary thing. If you, I don't, scary, maybe a scary word. If you pray, God, use me today, and you mean that, and you set your day with that tone, I have seen that happen before, the doors literally will be open for you. And you have, like, if you mean it and you say it, and sometimes that's like, whoa, I didn't mean right now. I didn't mean today. I didn't mean. But if you do, he will. God wants to use us. And if we want to be a willing vessel, a living testimony, like it says, he will let us. He wants to use us.
Absolutely. Amen.
So availability. Pray and be available.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, if that's it, if that's everything on your heart, we sure want to thank you for coming and taking the time for supporting our ministry. I know that you and Adam pray for us, and please continue to. We want you to know we love you, and we really appreciate you doing this.
Thank you guys for having me so
Georgie.
Much.
We appreciate you.
Amen. God bless.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast, and remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.